That is Psalms chapter number 40. If you want to open up your Bible, if you've got a good old King James Bible, yours will say the same thing that I'll be reading. And I certainly don't want to author confusion. God said what He meant what He said, settled His Word in the heavens, commanded 1,000 generations, said heaven and earth would pass away, but His Word would not. It'll be around forever. I'll tell you right now, it's like Him, it's eternal. We need more of it. I preached not too long ago on a famine of, not of the Word of God, but of hearing the Word of God. Psalms chapter 40. I was going to work one night, and as I went out there to get in my car, got my key out, it's nighttime, started to open that car door, the words waited patiently, arrested me. I got no rest for my soul until I read this. And after I read this, God put His finger on it. And I feel this morning this is what the Lord would have us to preach this morning. And so I need your prayers, please, concerning that. But He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. We'll stop right there. I want to try to preach this morning, and if you'll pray with me on waiting patiently for God. Lord, we love You this morning. I'm already excited, already stirred in my spirit. Lord, concerning the Scriptures that we've just read, Lord, I want the touch of God upon them. Lord, quicken them. Make them lively stones. Lord, I pray we'd seek, Lord, dear God, this morning, Your word, Your blessing, Lord, Your counsel. Lord, the psalmist said that He painted after You as the hart does the brook. He said his soul thirsted after God. Give us that kind of thirst this morning. May the word not fall to the ground, but Lord, may it go into the heart. May it, Lord, bring forth the fruit of God. Lord, may someone lead this morning with their wagon loaded down with nuggets from the Word of God, with blessings from on high. Lord, You know every need that's here this morning. You know every soul that's here this morning. I pray You'll visit our hearts. We'll praise You and thank You. Ask these things as carefully as we can in the name of our Savior, Your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Waiting patiently upon God. Oh, me, I've got more message this morning than I've got messenger this morning. Mays Jackson, he said his messages were like good baloney. He said you can cut them off on either end, they're still good. And I'll try my best to cut as much as I can off of this. But waiting patiently for the Lord. It seemed like, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty homesick. I talked to a farmer yesterday. I was up in Sonora yesterday picking up Flint. And he was 78 years old. I told him I'd had a birthday. I said, Joe, I've turned 58. He grinned. Said, I just turned 78. I said, well, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And after we got to talking a little bit, he said, I believe I'll tell my son tomorrow Ain't no need me going to church. We've had church out here. And I said, well, you can have church out here because Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in His name, He said, lo, I'm in the midst. That's why two men walked down the road on the mess and Jesus showed up because there was enough to have church. Amen. That's why, praise God, you don't necessarily have to have a multitude to have church. Amen. But oh, me, I like it when He shows up. The psalmist said in Psalms 27, verse 14, he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Then he said again, wait on the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us Abraham was promised a son. And unfortunately, he didn't wait on God. And his wife said, I'm barren. Won't you go into my handmaid Hagar? And she'll bear a son in my lap. We'll just call it your son. And Abraham sounded like a pretty good idea to him. And he went into Hagar, the Egyptian handmaid of Sarah, his wife. Not the promise of God, but trying to fulfill the promise of God. And Ishmael was born of the father of the Arabs. That's why there's so much a mess going on right now over in the Middle East. You know what God said about Ishmael? God said he'll be a wild man. Now look, you and I, we're reasonable. You can't reason with a wild man. God said he'd be a wild man. God said his hand will be against every man. And every man's hand against him. That didn't have to happen, Melissa. Abraham got in a hurry. Sarah thought other means than God. We can fulfill this promise. You just go into my handmaid and she'll bear a son and we'll call him your son. Saul was waiting on Samuel. Samuel wasn't on time. He's like me. I got up an hour late this morning. I run like a wild man trying to get here. Samuel's running a little bit late. Saul's in a hurry. Saul's in such a hurry, Samuel hadn't showed up, and Saul said, I'll go in and offer the sacrifice. He went in and offered the sacrifice, he come out, and there Samuel said, what'd you just do? He said, we was waiting on you, didn't show up, and I knew we had to make a sacrifice, I took it on myself, and I went in there, and Samuel said, you've done very foolishly. God would have established a kingdom if you'd have waited. A lot of mistakes being made on not waiting on God. Noah Brautman. Anybody know Noah Brautman? Noah Brautman, pastor of Saline Baptist Church. His wife told him, she said, Noe, you do okay till you get behind the wheel of the car. And he said, I had to say amen. He said, I catch myself going too fast in too big of a hurry, riding somebody's bumper, looking for a place to pass. Man, we've got express lanes now at Walmart. Fast food places everywhere. And we got drive-through banks, and I wish this wasn't true, but they've even got drive-through churches now. You can pull up and get a little sermonette. Some guy with lace on his underwear, you know, tickle your ear just a little bit, and you say, we've been to church, we got the day off. Listen, God, the Bible said, desires worship. The Bible said in St. John chapter 4, those that worship God, not the drive-through church, not the little, blessed be you, have a good day, the Lord's with you, go out and enjoy the things of the world. No, no, no. Those that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, this is worship. We've gathered for no other purpose today but to worship God. We've got the truth, the Word of God. We've got the Spirit of God. But I'm telling you right now that people are in a hurry. They're in a hurry. They're like the devil. They're going to and fro. I'm telling you, in a hurry, amen. Oh me. I'll tell you, Jacob, he's blessing his sons in Genesis chapter 49. As he's blessing his sons, his 12 sons, verse 18, Jacob is blessing them, and Jacob says, I have waited for thy salvation. Verse 33, he said, when he made an end of blessing his sons, he gave up the ghost and left out. I'll tell you what, He waited. He was at his death door. He blessed his son, set his house in order, and gave up the ghost. In St. John chapter 11, verse 21. Now Jesus is waiting here, and he tries to explain it. Nobody understands it. He said, our friend Lazarus is sick. And they said, he said he sleepeth. And they said, well, if he sleepeth, he do well. And he said, I just want you to know he's dead. And he said, I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there to the intent you might believe. You want to know why Jesus waited 4 days? It was so people might believe that he was who he said he was. The Jews had a law that if you died after 3 days, you could still raise from the dead. But after 4 days, you were legally dead. He said, I'm glad for your sakes I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe. Now that didn't help Martha or Mary none. And in verse 21, Martha said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. And if that wasn't enough, Mary said the exact same words in St. John chapter 11, verse number 32. She said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. He wasn't done with Lazarus. He just wanted to use him for a little bit to show that he had power over death. Now the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 that Jesus took his body through death to destroy him that had the power over death, that is the devil, to deliver them who all their lifetime were subject in bondage of fear. Death hung over me. I remember sleepless nights when I was afraid to close my eyes for fear of waking up a corpse in the morning. I don't worry about that no more. I sleep like a baby. Man, my wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you do. I was out there at work the other day, and out there where I'm working at now, at Vanguard Lab, we sat there and we spread pills out on this bubble thing here and tried to get them pills, them bubbles, and I'm asleep. I'm out there like this right here, and the lady next to me, she said, are you awake? I was getting a little bit slower, you know. She said, are you awake? I'm not missing all kind of pills. She's over trying to backfill, what they call. And I was asleep standing up. I remember being out there, Donnelly's out there sitting colored on press number 512, Wendell Shaw's my pressman. And I'm holding a signature underneath this fountain, making manual adjustments. And I fell asleep, dropped the cig into the unit. We had to shut down paper everywhere. Nobody knew I was asleep. But I was asleep. But I'll tell you right now, thanks to Him, I can sleep. The Bible said He giveth His beloved sleep. And my sleep, it's not interrupted by death no more. I'm glad I know the one that said, Brother Melvin, I got the keys of death and hell and of the grave. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. But I'll tell you what, it didn't really. Mary and Martha, they suffered because their brother Lazarus had died. And He said, if you'd been here, he'd not died. And they had waited on Him to come, and He hadn't came. But when He did come, He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out. In Luke chapter number 8, verse number 41, there's a man named Jairus. He's come to Jesus. He's seeking Him. He found Him. He kneeled down. And he wept. And he said, Jesus, my daughter, my only daughter, she's at the point of death. Will you come? And Jesus said, I'll come. As he's coming, John, a woman with an issue of blood met him. And here Lazarus says, I'm not Lazarus, but Jairus. He's waited. He's waited patiently. He's got permission. The Lord's coming. And listen, he can't come fast enough. That woman, that issue of blood, she came in verse 49. And I tell you what, the Lord took care of her. And when he took care of this woman with issue of blood, verse number 49, a man said, trouble not the master. Thy daughter's dead. Sometimes, I'll tell you what, waiting on God, it's not as easy. Here, Jairus, he done everything right. I told y'all this story, it haunts me today. I wish I could redo some things in my life. We got a father and a wife here. They got two daughters about the age my daughter was. I come home from work at Donnelly's one day, John, and you know how it is. You come home from work, you're a grizzly bear. Everybody gets out of the way, and you walk in the door, see what kind of mood you're in, you know what I mean? And I come in the door, and my daughter, my precious daughter, she meets me at the door. I thought, that's strange. sets my plate down there in front of me, sits across the table in front of me, sits there and watches me eat, fills my glass of tea up, sits there and waits for her father to get done. She does everything right. I'm trying to figure out what's she up to. She got my plate when I got done. And then she come over there after all this preparation. And she said, "Dad, can I ask a favor of you?" And I said, "What's that, honey?" She said, "Can I go to the ball game this Saturday night without any reservation, without any thought? It was just so convenient to say no." Then I realized how much it meant to her. Then I realized why she'd done everything she'd done. And oh, as a man, I wanted to recall and say, "Honey, I've changed my mind." If I could have just said maybe, or if I could have said I'll think about it, if I could have said anything but no, I wouldn't have seen the anguish upon her face. I wouldn't have seen her run down the hall as she wept, because then I realized how much it meant to her. And as a father, I failed. I didn't wait. I didn't hesitate. Too convenient just to say no. That hangs over my head. I buried that little girl. She lived 17 one week. What comes to my mind more than anything? That moment. As a father, why couldn't I have said, "I'll think about it"? I'm too dumb, too quick to act. The Bible says study to answer. So the wise man studied to answer. I didn't study, Charlotte. I just let it rip. No! And I saw a crushed little girl that had done everything right go to her room, and I heard her weep because her daddy took no thought about that word. Just crushed her. Jairus, trouble not the master, thy daughter's dead. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, Elijah's called the fire down. They slew 850 prophets, 400 of the grove, 450 of the prophets of Baal. Man, he's on cloud nine. There this great prophet is. He's prayed. The fire's come, licked up the sacrifice. Man, they done all, saluted heaven, the Lord's God, no controversy. Man, he's on cloud nine. And now it's time to pray for rain. I don't know about y'all. Sometimes I pray amiss. I like it when I get hooked up, Brother Melvin. I don't like it when heaven's brass. I don't like it when I'm worried about whether God heard my prayer or not. And I don't know, I'll let the Lord lead on whether He wants me to elaborate on that. But I'll tell you what about Elijah. He went up there and he buried his face in his knees and he prayed. And the Bible said in verse 42, he prayed seven times for rain. And verse 44 said a little cloud appeared. I'll tell you what, that little cloud brought forth all the rain that was needed. I'll tell you what, waiting patiently on God will try your face sometimes. Sometimes it'll cause you to want to get in the express lane. Sometimes it'll try to get you to bypass the right way and to go some other way. Job said, "He knoweth the way that I take. And when I'm tired," he said, "I'll come forth as gold." Amen. Don't do no jaywalking. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Walk in them. Said the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. The closer you get to heaven, the brighter the path's going to be, and the straighter the way's going to be, and the less of the smell of this world you're going to have on you, and the more the fragrance of heaven is going to be upon you. I'm telling you, walk straight, amen. It says walk in the light as He's in the light, and you can have fellowship together. Boy, we sell that cheap. Michael Collins wrote that song, "Not for Sale." I wish we could all have a song like that. Oh, me. I was down there one time. Praying. Sometimes God answers prayer just like that. Brother John, I was down in the basement one time praying. I needed $300 and I needed it that day. Everybody's gone. Good time to pray. Went down in that basement, fell down on my knees. Man, I just got a hold of heaven. I said, Father, you told me when I had a need to bring that need to you. And I said, Father, I need $300. I need it today. And the phone started ringing when I said that. And I just got hooked up, William. I like it when you get hooked up. I mean, I was praying. And I'll tell you what, boy, I like it when I know God's hearing my prayer. And I tell you what, that connection, I don't like this. Can you hear? Are you there? And you know, I don't like that. I was talking to my wife last night. My battery went dead and just shut us off. She thought I had a wreck. Couldn't even tell her nothing different until I got home. Phone dead. Anyway, the phone was ringing. It wouldn't quit ringing. Nobody's home but me. I said, I'll be right back, Lord. I'm sorry. I went and picked up that phone. Hello! The guy on the other phone said, hey, this is Dale. He said, I got $300. Can you get me some flint today? And I'm about that tall now. I'm praying for flint. I mean, I'm praying for money. I need $300. And I had no idea how God was going to supply that need out of His riches and glory. But I'm down there praying. The phone's ringing. I'm thinking everything except God's trying to answer my prayer this fast. And Gail, I went and picked up that phone. And this guy said, Eddie, I got $300. How much am I praying for? He said, I got $300. He said, can you go get me some flint today? And I'm about this tall. Oh, yeah. I went in there, my tail took down. I knelt down. I said, Lord, I wouldn't expect you to answer that quick. But I said, Lord, can you help me find $300 worth of flint? I went up there to Sonora. And up there to Sonora is where them Canaan balls of flint are. We got flint there in Glasgow and Heisel. And it's little bitty pieces of flint like this. But when you go up there to Sonora up there, I mean to this big. And I wanted some of them Canaan balls of flint. So I went up there to Sonora, this place. I've been there hundreds of times, picked up flint, pulled that big Dodge diesel truck out there and got my buckets out and took off out through there, boy. And I walked out through there and looked, and there's a big pile of flint. And I thought, that's strange. I've been up here 100 times. I ain't never seen that. And I filled them buckets up 2 or 3 times. I went a little further, and there's another big pile of flint. I'm right by a big highway. And it finally became obvious to me that it was the Lord's doing. And right there in that plowed field, I sat down and raised my hands up to heaven with tears dripping down my cheeks and said, Lord, thy servant seeth thy salvation, thy blessing. Lord, thank you. Listen, before that day was over, I got to be quicker. I told John to try to get him out here early, and it ain't going to happen. I can see it already. But I'll tell you what, I didn't find $300 worth of flint. I found $500 worth of flint. It's amazing. God always gives you more than you ask for. I gave that man that flint for $300, and a guy lives up here, Dennis Kearns, he bought the rest of it, come to the house, picked it up, and had $500 bills in my hand 4 days over. He's just a prayer away. We'll go everywhere but to him. But I'll tell you what I like when I get hooked up. But anyway, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He's ready. Oh, he wants you to come. And we got lost people here this morning. I don't know how many. I'll tell you right now, God's waiting on you. He's inclined for you to come. Oh, He's ready to save. He's able to save. He will save. And as this psalm is here, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Then He said, He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, if you're here lost this morning, I'm going to be as fast as I can. This is going to be some of that fast preaching. If you're lost here today, is God hearing your cry? Are you coming? Are you calling? Are you coming to Him? You see, He said, He inclined unto me. In other words, He said, He met me where I was. He came to me. He heard my cry. Now, if you're lost here this morning, one of the reasons you lost is because you're not crying. You're not coming. Because I'll tell you right now, He'll meet you like a prodigal son. He'll meet you more than halfway. He'll fall on your neck. He'll kiss you. He'll receive you. He'll save you. If you'll just come, He'll tell you what, do wait on the Lord. Some of you are waiting on the Lord. And I commend you for it. But don't wait too long. When it comes to salvation, it's kind of an urgent matter. It says now is the accepted time. Today's the day. Yeah, it's an urgent thing. It's okay to wait. Just don't wait too long. There's people in hell today because they waited too long. But notice verse 2. He brought me up. Also out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. set my feet upon a rock and established my going. That says a whole lot. But I was in a horrible pit. I couldn't get out. I was stuck. John worked with me out there at Donnelly's. And I'm sure even today he's amazed at the fact that God could save someone like me. Now, y'all heard me speak about it. He saw it. He knew how filthy I was. He knew how wicked I was. And I'll tell you right now, he got noise abroad at Donnelly's. Somebody said, can you believe God saved Eddie Wade? I mean, the Eddie Wade. I remember Mark Bunch come to me the day I got baptized. Mark Bunch come over at the Brotherhood Field Baptist Church, saw me get baptized. He came up there to me. I'm still dripping water. He said, I refuse to believe that God could save someone as wicked as you are. I want to hear your testimony. And I said, Mark, I knelt down there at my bedside and I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you to forgive me my sin to save my soul. And I said, Mark, to my amazement, I got saved. He embraced me and kissed me as his brother. Amen. I'll tell you right now, Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. He said, Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. If you're a sinner this morning, I want you to know He'll incline to you. If you're a sinner here this morning, He'll hear your cry. If you're a sinner this morning, He'll get you up out of the miry pit. He'll get you up. Amen. I couldn't help myself. I stuck. I fished down in Lake Bottom 1 year. Man, I do this different now. I take me a stick now and I touch out in front of me. I looked out there, this place, it looked solid as all get out. And I jumped out there and hit on it, and I went to right here in mud. I had on a pair of coveralls, and here I am, I'm this deep in mud. It's cold. I'm this deep. I believe I'd have went to here if I hadn't had a middle part here. That's the only way I believe slowed it down. If I had my legs together, I believe I'd went all the way under. I never did touch the bottom. I had a 5 gallon bucket in one hand and a tackle box in the other hand. And I sat down in that mud thinking, what am I going to do? And I'm wiggling, I'm stuck. And I took that 5 gallon bucket and that tackle box and I pushed and I moved a little bit. And I just kept scooting back, finally got up and I just threw the coveralls away. My mama seen me, she said, what happened? I said, you don't want to know. But I was stuck worse than that. When it came to sin, I was bound to sin. I was bound by sin. But praise God, He set me free. And thanks to Him setting me free, now I'm free indeed. I'll tell you right now, if you're stuck today, He can get you up. I heard Melvin Sisson one time preaching, talking about a rut. He said, all a rut is a grave with both ends knocked out of it. He said, you can get out. If you'll call upon Him, He'll bring you out of the mire clay. He'll bring you out of the horrible pit. He'll set your feet on the rock. He'll establish your goings. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He established my goings. I seen that guy going fishing this morning. I got me a big 10-long biscuit up there at Zach's this morning. That used to be Eddie Wade. I saw him there putting gas in his car and in his boat, and I thought, Lord, you established my goings. If you hadn't, that's where I'd been going today. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Make some glad, some mad, some sad. But I'll tell you right now, He established my goings. And I'll tell you right now, if any day of the week you can find Eddie Wade, a singing God. Amen. Hallelujah. He put a new song. First thing I done, I got saved. I had to go burn all that Led Zeppelin and Steppenwolf and Pink Floyd. And I never got such a blessing in my life. Pile all that up out there in the yard out there and lit it. And I tell you what, boy, heaven came down. But praise God, Brother Melvin, He put a new song in my mouth. I ain't singing that stuff no more. I hear it every now and then. You know, you go in somewhere at Walmart and they're playing that stuff, you know. And back when you used to grow your hair long and it was more than your hair growing long. I mean, you had sins go along with it and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, glory to God, there's a new song in my mouth. It's even praise unto our God.
Amen.
I want to praise Him. I'm looking for some way to praise Him. We tried to sing that song up there, struggles are hard at it. But I'll tell you what, my heart was in it. I just want to praise Him. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praising our God. One of the reasons that I know I'm saved is by the fruit. I'll tell you what, before I got saved, I didn't want that new song. Before I got saved, I'll tell you what, I wanted everything but that. All right. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. But notice this, many will see it. They got to see him, Brother Eddie, out there at work. I'm sure John may even thought this, I guess. Wonder how long this will last. Wonder how long it'll be before he falls off the wagon. Well, I tell you what, boy, he done something.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 said, being confident of this, he that's begun a good work in you will continue it to the day of Christ. He got to working on me. They got to see me bring a Bible in the break room. I never heard so many people clearing their throats and a grunting and a whispering and a murmuring. It wasn't too long. I seen another Bible in there. And Sophie, I looked and there's a whole room full of Bibles.
Amen.
Man, we got kind of taken over out there. I don't know how Donnelly's dealt with it, but they did. But hallelujah. Man, oh man. I got some rebuke. I had one guy come to me and said, you think you're the only one ever got saved? I won't mention his name, but and I don't think he said that in the spirit of love. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, boy. And I witnessed this one girl about 10 times, too many times, and she said, well, happy for you, Eddie, but I've done heard it, honey. I said, all right. Walked over on 514. That's a little hint. But anyway, many will see it. You get saved, it'll show up. Some big God moves in, it'll show up.
Amen.
I remember when I got saved, John, I headed over at Bethel. Man, I couldn't wait till Brother Ricky, I got saved. Open up that door. He saw me, he said, you got saved, didn't you? I couldn't even get it out. I'm running to tell him I got saved. I come in lit up like a 200 watt light bulb. And he said, you got saved, didn't you? I said, how'd you know?
Amen.
Man, you'll see it. And he saw me. And I come in there. I mean, come in there, boy, shaking like a leaf in autumn wind under conviction, condemnation. And there he saw me. And ain't no condemnation. The Bible said there is therefore now no condemnation them in Christ Jesus. You get some condemnation off of you and it'll show up.
Amen.
And I come in. He said, you got saved, didn't you? I said, how'd you know? He sits all over you.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Anita. I tell you, I feel like I'm in a funeral home. Y'all go ahead and holler anything y'all do. Woo!
Amen.
Yeah, many will see it. And fear. And many will trust in the Lord. There's a lot of people who got saved after I got saved. I mean, I guess it gave them a little bit of hope. They thought, well, golly, if God can save him, he can save me, surely. I'm rough, William. I'm not just saying that John worked for me. He'll amen that surely.
Yeah.
Rough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I embarrassed people. They was ashamed to be around me. They didn't want to hear what I had to say. I was going to say it anyway.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, one day I was in there making a color show with Fred Bailey and Mark. Can't think of his name. Mary Teresa. Mark. Tall Mark. Anyway, Tom Schoen come in there. I just got saved. I'm in there making a color show. And Fred Bailey and who's that other quality in this? Fool with horses all the time. Not Tom Schoen, but yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Big tall guy, walking like this, about like a hoot, walk like a hoot. Remember Mark? Anyway, he come in there, they in there, you know, and I'm in there with them, and here come Tom Schoen in there. He said, did I ever tell you the one about the so-and-so, so-and-so? Now listen, before I got saved, I'd love to hurt. I couldn't wait to get done and tell one myself. Try to outdo him. But I'm saved now. I don't want to hear that. So I'm trying to figure out how to handle this. I'm just got saved. I mean, I'm just like a little baby, like a little baby. Mark got a picture of back there. And I just kind of walked away from Tom. Tom followed me around through there. I realized what I'm doing ain't working. So I turned around. And all those men, they're watching, see what I'm going to do. You know how that is. I said, Tom, if you don't care, I'd rather not hear the rest of that, buddy. I got saved, and you probably don't know it, but I'd just assume not hear the rest of that. Well, they went out, horse-laughed me. Me and Tom. I figured he'd laugh at me too, John. But Tom Schoen said, I'm sorry. He said, I didn't know. He said, I hope I haven't offended you. And I said, no, Tom, you haven't offended me. I said, you knew me before, and I'd love to have heard that and told you nothing worse than it and 10 more like it. But I said, Tom, I'm just not interested in that no more. Interested in other things. And Tom, he respected me from that day on. And even Fred Bailey had effect on him. Fred, he kind of come around a little bit too. And I tell you what, boy, many will see it, amen. And many will fear and many will trust the Lord. You just let the light shine, see what happens. Said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. There's blessings in this way. You can have the blessing of God. It's wonderful to be blessed. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud. Now just in case you don't know what that means, It means God's not no respecter of persons, and you don't need to be neither.
Right.
I know of people that have compromised. They're a Christian in church, and you get them around the right people, and all of a sudden they start talking and acting different, and you know they start that, you know, like the world. I'm gonna tell you right now, buddy, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And I'll tell you right now, boy, I ain't gonna compromise. I done come out that mess. I'm living a separated, consecrated life. And I'll tell you right now, I love Him, amen. And I'll tell you what, I don't have no respect for the proud. I don't care if they're rich. I don't care if they're famous. I don't care who they are. He means more to me than that.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever deserved praise, it's Him. He said, and respect not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Man, Joshua come up one day to a guy. He said, are you a Republican or Democrat? He said, neither. He said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. And Joshua fell down on his knees and said, you're what we've been looking for. I'll tell you what, you better be careful who you side with.
Amen.
I ain't no Republican, I ain't no Democrat. If I could vote Jesus in, I would. We're going to have election here pretty soon. I don't know who to vote for. I wish I could tell you. But I'll tell you one thing. You better be sure you're careful when you vote. The consequences, you'll have to live with them. I don't want to turn aside. I don't want to compromise. I want the blessing of God. You can have it. If you make the Lord your trust, if you respect not the proud, nor those that turn aside the lies, oh me, last verse. Many, O Lord, I'm sorry for being so long, but I've enjoyed it. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done. The wonderful works of God. He said they can't be numbered. Job said, I see where He works. You know, I like to hear about people getting blessed. Don't bother me a bit if y'all have revival over there. I hope y'all have revival to the point they got to put a new roof on it. I hope y'all have a revival to the point that they have to reupholster to the pews and the carpet's got to be replaced. There's no excuse for us being so complacent with so great a God, with so great a song, so great a Savior. The old song says, oh, what a Savior. Well, every time I look to Him, I see more God than I need. No matter how bad it is, I tell you right now, I've got more than I need. I'm never at a loss. I'm at a gain. I'm at a surplus. I'm at a plus. I'm telling you, I've got more than I need in Him. They can't be numbered. They can't even be found out. His ways are past finding out. His words, boy, they got weight to them. World's scared death of them. He's got wonderful works, which He's done. The greatest work He ever done was on a hill called Golgotha, Calvary, the place of the skull. But I'll tell you what, when He done that work, boy, the earth quaked. And I want you to know the graves opened and the veil rent. And the soldiers marveled and said, truly, this is the Son of God. No denying His work. What about you? Are you waiting patiently? Are you inclining? Are you coming? Are you calling? Are you crying? Or are you just sitting? I'll tell you right now, it's okay to wait. I do believe. I respect that. I do believe you're to wait on the Lord. I do believe you're to be a good courage. But be careful that you don't wait too long. Death's in a hurry. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die. Anybody look on the internet this week? 43-year-old Christian commentary or something like that? Out of here. 10-year-old girl running. Cause she ate a candy bar and her grandmother and her stepmother said, you go run. Collapsed and died. Went in cardiac arrest. 40-some people died from the storm. Died. They're not here no more. More are going to be coming. They ain't found them all. Death's not going to wait. The Lord's waiting. You're waiting. Just don't wait too long. Everybody don't live to be 80. My little girl lived to be 17. And she lived 17 one week. She's ready. Got saved when she's 10 years old. got her thick-headed, hard-hearted daddy in church. And I was able to look in that coffin when I saw my little girl laying in there and have hope. Have hope. A hope that made not ashamed. A hope to know that one day I'd see her again.
Yeah.
Blessed hope that He gives. Somebody said, how do you go on the promises of God? He promised. He'd bring her with Him when it comes. Don't wait too long. Father, we thank You for the message this morning. Thank You, Father, what we've heard this morning, what we felt this morning, for the vision we've had this morning. I do believe, Father, for such a time as this, we've gathered. I pray this message, Father, today would bring forth the fruit of God for Your blessing. We pray You help us as invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask you to stand this morning, please. If you've got a need this morning, God already knows about it. He's just wondering what you're going to do with that need. He's able to meet that need. He does all things well. The Bible said what's impossible with men is possible with God. All things are possible with Him. Nothing's too hard for Him. If you've got a need this morning, maybe you just need comfort this morning to say, Lord, thank You for Your blessing. Thank You for Your mercy and Your grace, Your compassion that fail not. If you got that this morning, you might want to just come up here. Molly's real good about that, just coming up here and just saying, Lord, thank You. I don't really want anything, just want to thank You. You've been so gracious to me and so good to me. I was out there picking up Flint yesterday. I've spent more time doing this right here than I did this right here. God blessed me. John called me yesterday, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm out here trying to pick up Flint with my arms up to heaven, praising God. I tell you what, boy, God deserves our praise. He inhabits the praise of His people. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
Page 51.
If you'd come this morning, by all means, come. This is God's opportunity given to you to come. If you're lost here this morning, come. Dirt far away from God. Are you coming? Now I'm coming home. The past of sin. Too long I've tried. Has it been too long? I'm coming home. Have the Word of God come to you this morning. God speak to you this morning. God dealing with you this morning. You need to come this morning. By all means, come. Come now, it says. Now I'm coming. Been too long since I've come. Lord, I'm coming home. You need to come this morning. I'm nobody. I'm just a preacher. Just delivering God's message. But God is somebody. He's watching. He's looking. He's walking. He knows. God bless you, Brother Anthony. This Christian man right here just setting a good example this morning. And I tell you what, that's how easy it is to come. See this little girl? She's just showing you how easy it is to come. Not hard. But I'll tell you right now, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, and I'll give you rest. He'll give you rest if you'll come to Him. Or you can go like the world, till you run out of life and out of breath, and say, I wish I'd have came. I should have came. I was aiming to come. I had every intention of coming. But that old devil kept me from coming. He nailed my feet to the floor. That day they gave the invitation over at Babel and I couldn't move either one. Maybe He's doing you that way this morning. If He is, get somebody by the hand. Say, take me up now. I need to go. You need to come this morning. Come. Got two on the altar. Plenty of room. And if we run out of room, we'll make more room. You need to come this morning. Why don't you come? Young or old, come this morning. Burn wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. God bless you, Brother Anthony. Heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. Straight. My hope restored. verse. Come this morning. I mean, listen, just break loose from Satan and sin's grip. Come to the tender, nail-scarred hands of Jesus and find in Him all that you need to go through any valley, any trial, any tribulation. There's more than needed in Him. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you for coming this morning. I'd like to invite you back tonight. Been a blessing to have you with us this morning. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Blessing to have Brother John with us this morning. Gave me a blessing, him just being here. Appreciate him and the ones he brought with him. I tried to remember their name and I ain't quite got it etched in my mind yet, but a blessing to have y'all with us today. I hope the Lord's blessed you being here. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Give you an opportunity to give testimony. God bless you, Sister Gayla. God bless you. Boy, that's well said. He spared my house. He spared me. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Gayla. God bless you. I appreciate that testimony. Well said. Well said, Sister Gayla. Amen. Sister Sophia.
Ten miles from her home.
Amen, Sister
Sophia. Amen. So they was given their warning. And I asked God to watch over us. And He did. They went all around us, literally all around Casey County.
Amen.
And it is thus, it is Him, one part of Casey County in the northern part.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sophia. Amen. Well, that's good. I remember one time the storm beat down in our house. I was trying to get to the back bedroom back there to pray. I couldn't make it. I fell down in the dining room. It was just coming down so hard. I just had to stop right there. And I said, Lord, please watch over our home and our family. Lord, we can't afford to lose nothing. And it lit up a little bit, and I went on back to the bedroom. It hit again. I fell down again. I said, Lord, we need protection. And He did. Go ahead, Brother John.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, Brother Eddie. Thank you for the opportunity of being here today in y'all's church to visit with y'all today. I just want to say y'all really got a blessing here, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
I went to church with him for a long time down there, and he had his spot up there. And just, I know we was having church, Brother Eddie was there because he was always there. And, I mean, you know, it just, I told him when I was seeing him, he was at church a couple of weeks ago. Y'all had snow and couldn't have church. He come in, and I mean, it just, there's been a lot of people come and go in our church, but I miss him more than anybody I've ever seen leave our church. And he's really a blessing to me.
I haven't really left.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, you're in your place here, but I mean, I just miss him not being there, you know. But I know y'all certainly got a blessing by having Brother Eddie here.
We're just a branch off from that great work over there.
Amen.
Just want to bear fruit for God. It may not work, but just our Brother Heath for an hour of the day. I know one thing. Praise God. I know who I'm working for. I know why I'm working. I want to bear fruit. Amen. Appreciate that. God bless you, Brother John. I love him. He knows I love him. He's brother beloved. I appreciate him.
It's a hardship to leave, but I tell you what, it's a blessing to be here and can't be in two places. Paul said, having a desire to depart and be a Christ, far better remain here as needful. He said he was in a strait. I know what he means by that. Anybody else got a praise, a testimony? Go ahead, Brother Anthony.
Well, before he said that, I agree with everything he said there. I just want to thank God for having somebody who listens to God and deliver us a good message.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Anthony.
We need it. And we got somebody we put on the internet for people outside of these walls to listen to.
Yeah.
Do you have the report?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got an internet service up and going. Brother Anthony there, he got it up and going. And I tell you what, boy, this is a blessing. I was telling him this morning, this is just kind of like lengthening your tent stakes. People from other places can visit us by this. And there's people in California, Kentucky, Illinois, Kansas, Washington, Texas, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan. I mean, all the way down through here. Man, United Kingdom, Australia, France, Canada, China, Japan, Ghana, and some of you, I can't even say it, Netherlands, Portugal, have visited by way of internet. And I was telling this morning, by that way of that internet, it's allowed our tent stakes to go a little further than these four walls. I appreciate this website, and these messages are on here. And I'll tell you what, I thank him he come to me, he said, Brother Eddie, would you mind if I start a website? What do you think I'm going to say with that? I said, by all means, the Lord be with you and bless you in it. And the Lord has been with him and blessed him. And Nathan over there at Bethel helped him to get started on it. And the Lord has blessed in that. We thank Brother Andy for that blessing. And we thank God for the visitors that have been here this morning. And I sure appreciate y'all coming. Y'all don't have to be a visitor next time. Just come on and make yourself welcome. Amen. Are we done? Anybody else got anything? Set her time up again, huh?
Oh, yeah,
Spring ahead time, huh?
Yeah, she'll be late.
Spring ahead next time, she said.
Brother Eddie, maybe we can use the church bus tonight after our service because it starts over there at 6:30.
Thank you, Brother Anthony. Anybody that wants to go to that revival tonight, we're going to try to figure out some way to run up there. Who all is interested in going up there? One or two? If we got enough people, 3, 4, we'll take the church van up there if we got enough people wanting to go. And if not, we'll just drive a car up there. But if we got enough for a church van, we'll take that church van up. That's one thing I was excited about getting it. We could all ride up there. Who'll holler all the way, amen? All right. Is that it?
I want to praise my Lord. I love my Lord today.
Amen, Sister Molly.
And I thank you for this
storm. God bless you.
Amen.
That's right.
Because he did not tell us how he was going to die.
That's right.
In order to be ready. For now, praising the Lord, my soul will
be glad.
God bless you,
Sister Mark. However he takes me, I don't know how he's going to take me, but I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. Old song says, it's well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It can be well with your soul if you can get to Jesus. That woman, that issue of blood, said, if I can just get to Jesus. Brother John, you care to dismiss us? Word of prayer, brother.
All right. Lord, thanks for this opportunity once again to be in your house this morning, Lord. Just thank you for all you do for us and watching over us, Lord. Praise the one that could be here this morning, Lord.